at an Oak Cliff Center in Dallas, seniors two-step and twirl, while a familiar political figure makes the rounds. Former Dallas Council member and state representative Domingo Garcia has arrived with a white van and an offer.
And I'm here to make sure that everybody who wants to vote can go vote. We have a van. We'll be able to take anybody who wants to vote.
Ms. Deeming?
4 miles away, volunteers knock on doors, asking voters to send State Representative Mark Vesey of Fort Worth to Congress.
Oh, my name's Adolphus Johnson. I'm with the Mark Vesey campaign. I was wondering, have you voted?
No, not yet.
In the race to represent this mostly black and Hispanic congressional district, Vesey, an African-American commercial real estate agent, and Garcia, a Hispanic personal injury attorney, have surged to the front of the pack. They have organized get-out-the-vote efforts, money for advertising, and plenty of media coverage. Both support core Democratic issues like President Obama's Jobs Act, immigration reform, and increased financial assistance for students. But their political styles couldn't be more different.
I've been a good Democratic leader. I've always done party building, party fundraising.
41-year-old Vesey is a by-the-book Democrat who works within the party and helps other Democrats get elected.
My first session in the legislature, my colleagues elected me to be the Democratic whip.
Vesey began his political career as a campaign volunteer, then went to work for Democratic Congressman Martin Frost. He's represented Fort Worth's District 95 for the past 7 years.
I helped write the expunction code in the state of Texas to give people an opportunity to have their names cleared when they have been mistakenly arrested. I was able to pass a bill dealing with financial literacy last session that would require when people go and get SNAP and other benefits that they're handed some information about financial literacy and the dangers of different sorts of credit traps. I've worked on different issues dealing with teacher pay raises.
In contrast to Vesey's even-tempered style, 54-year-old Domingo Garcia can be confrontational. Garcia cut his political teeth in the civil rights movement, marching with African Americans like Reverend Joseph Lowry, who has endorsed him in this election.
Me and Dr. Lowry marched against a Ku Klux Klan rally in Dallas in 1984. That's how long I've known him.
Beyond his activism, Garcia's penchant for picking a fight has earned him a bad boy reputation he's trying to shed. In 1989, a fellow council member punched Garcia after Garcia insulted him. Garcia later pushed aside loyalty and ran against a close friend to win a seat in the Texas House of Representatives. Garcia points to his accomplishments.
When I was a city council member, we were able to pave the streets and provide curbs and gutters for almost every street in West Dallas that had been neglected for a long time. That made a difference. As a council member, we closed down drug houses and changed and transformed neighborhoods like Jefferson Boulevard and Bishop Arts into thriving communities that didn't exist before. As a state rep, I passed a stalking ordinance to protect women from domestic violence for the first time. I was a co-author of the 10% rule that allowed students from any high school to go to college. I was the author of the Texas Dream Act.
In this week before the primary election, the contrast between Vesey and Garcia were on display again when Garcia criticized some of the biggest employers in District 33. During a candidate forum covered by the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, Garcia said General Motors' production of gas-guzzling SUVs is not good for America. He called American Airlines management reprehensible. Across from Arlington's GM plant, union workers and former Congressman Martin Frost flanked Vesey as he took aim.
The gas guzzlers that he talked about, that he's referring to, that's putting food on people's table here. And all of us are concerned about the environment, but we're concerned about people's jobs in North Texas. And to have the Romney-like approach that Garcia has towards General Motors, I just think is unfortunate.
Garcia explained his comments this way.
That Wall Street greed is killing America. I'm battling for the workers. The problem is GM management. When they make these big gas guzzlers that nobody wants to buy, we have to bail out GM. We have to put out billions of our taxpayer dollars to help them stay afloat. GM needs to be innovative. They need to get green technologies.
As Garcia challenges the status quo and Vesey vows to protect the district's employers, 9 other Democratic candidates are working more quietly to round up votes. There's no guarantee Garcia and Vesey will be the top 2 vote getters who advance to a runoff race. But they've trained their sights on each other as they gear up for round two.
I'm a different type of Democrat. Mr. CEO of GM, you need to change your policies.
And I can promise you, I'll protect these jobs and I'll be with you in Congress.
Shelley Koffler, KERA News.